Roger Torrey Peterson often spoke of his seventh grade teacher, crediting Blanche Hornbeck with sparking his lifelong fascination with birds. I can't say that anyone originally sparked my interest in and love for birds. I seem to have been born with that. And I was lucky enough to have had several wonderful teachers in elementary and high school. But one teacher made such a huge difference in my life at such a critical juncture that I honestly don't know where I'd be today or who I'd be if not for him, my fifth grade teacher, Arthur Borkowski. A lot of people believe that our parents are the most important influences on who and what we become as adults, whether due to their genetic contribution or the environment they place us in. This is such a truism that we don't often think about the exceptions, but Mr. Borkowski was the exceptional teacher I needed to break free from the influence of the chaotic, abusive home I came from. He was 24 years old, and this was his first year of teaching. He'd only had 2 years of college, the minimum requirement to teach in a Catholic elementary school in 1961, and was attending Northwestern University at night to complete his degree. Yet despite his inexperience and the demands of teaching 55 students all day and then going to his own demanding college classes, he infused every subject with joy and energy. He was over 6'3" tall, but when he talked one-on-one to any of us, he dropped down on one knee to look us straight in the eye. I don't think any of us ever thought he had favorites. He just magically made each one of us feel special and valued. I wrote about some of the specific things he did that were uniquely important for me on my blog at www.lauraerickson.blogspot.com. Mr. B, as we called him, taught us songs and poems and put such a creative spin on everything that bright colors seeped into my dull gray world. That was the year that I skipped to school every day. I was still on such a high after a day in Mr. Borkowski's room that I'd skip all the way home, too. No matter how much yelling and crying went on in the background once I got there, my head was still filled with songs and interesting thoughts to crowd the bad things out. People say it's a gift to be able to change the lemons life gives us into lemonade, but it's impossible to make lemonade without sugar, and for a whole year, Mr. Borkowski brought enough genuine sweetness into my life to affect my outlook from then on. I'm sure I'd have discovered chickadees eventually, but I don't know if I'd have appreciated their joie de vivre without that year in Mr. Borkowski's class. Roger Torrey Peterson's teacher helped him discover birds. Mr. Borkowski helped me discover joy. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.